Africa. Musa fin ferera kwarera kwarera kwarera
kwarera. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll, but you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Immigration Department apprehends 55 suspected illegal immigrants. South African court suspends the burial of 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. In African news, tear gas fired in Kenya as police battle young protesters. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Immigration Department says it has successfully apprehended 55 suspected illegal immigrants during a routine operation conducted in various parts of Lusaka, including Matero, Ballaston, Makeni, Kanyama and Garden compounds. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says the suspects are aged between 18 and 45, included 35 Burundians, 12 Congolese, 4 Rwandese, and 3 suspected Burundians are claiming to be Zambian, 2 Tanzanians and 2 Malawians. Mr. Nshinga tells Comrade News that all were apprehended for being undocumented and conducting business in shops without immigration permits. He reveals that they are currently detained at Kamulanga Police Station pending further immigration formalities and possible prosecution. A civic leader in Mukushi District has expressed concern over the vandalism of road signs along the Great North Road between Kasalamakanga and Nkolonga area. Nkolonga Ward Councillor Davis Sekazwe revealed that the Road Development Agency, RDA, had installed road signs to enhance safety along the stretch, but some of them have since been tampered with or removed by unknown individuals. Mr. Sekazwe noted that the affected stretch has a history of road traffic accidents and the absence of proper signage could further endanger lives. The civic leader has since called on members of the community to take ownership of public infrastructure and remain alert to prevent further acts of vandalism.
We appreciate the Road Development Agency. Now, looking at the current situation, now I step on the right amount, smart signpost, which is posing a dangerous scenario for the road users. Like you may be aware that a papa corner for going to Kumukush, but it's become a mass. So now I'm saying about the city signpost, which is very dangerous. So I should appeal to the community at least to be vigilant. No kumona ababa defunya amasainipo.
A South African court has halted plans to bury former 6th Zambian President Edgar Lungu at a private ceremony in South Africa. This is the latest twist in a row between the government and Lungu's family over his burial, after the family opted for a private ceremony in South Africa rather than a full state funeral at home. The Zambian government had filed an urgent case in the Pretoria High Court seeking to stop the burial planned by his family. The matter has since been adjourned and burial suspended by the court until all matters related to the burial arrangements are settled. A requiem mass was later held at the Christ the King Cathedral in Johannesburg and was presided over by Archbishop Alec Banda, who described the late former president as a generous man. Archbishop Banda stated that President Lungu will also be remembered for the massive infrastructure development he superintended over across the country.
And in his furtherance of the biblical injunction of love your neighbor as you love yourself, late President Edgar Chagwa Lungu rated very well with neighbor, only at home, but also in the region. But your sisters in Christ, the late President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, just like many of us, had both strength and weakness, vision and empathy. For all the good, give glory and thanks. And for all his shortcomings, we entrust him to God's mercy. President Edgar Chagwa Lungu ruled our country in trying time of drought, a time of COVID-19, battered economy. Despite all that, he showed resilience.
Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa has expressed concern with the continued unethical reporting by some media houses. Speaking at the launch of the Media Self-Regulation and Council of Zambia Secretariat, Mr. Mwetwa says that it is regrettable to note that unprofessionalism, misinformation and biased reporting that have become the order of the day among some media houses. Mr. Mwetwa stated that the media has a lot of work to do to report objectively, highlighting the need for responsible journalism.
I'm personally concerned, and government as a whole is concerned, with the standards of practice in our sector, the media. We need to capacitate ourselves. Some of the interviews we get, you get somebody interviewing you on very important matters, leaves a lot to be desired. There is work to be done so that we can keep this profession. Let not this profession be for each and everyone who feels like they can report, they can present, or they can interview. I want to appeal to media owners also. That let us employ professionals to anchor programs, because this is a business, and how you conduct this business matters the esteem that you attract to this profession.
And Media Self-Regulation and Council of Zambia Chairperson Pastor Kennedy Mambwe said the council requires the participation of all practicing journalists and media houses. Mr. Mambwe has since appealed to government through the Minister of Information and Media for guidance on how to get colleagues serving the nation through publicly funded media institutions to sign up to the Code of Ethics. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 days, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, rule relay. Bongo Bongo's calling. And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamele chalandida, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Chihuahua, 120. 50 kg Lumanda, 400. 50 kg Repu, 80 kwacha. 50 kg Chinese, 60 kwacha. 50 kg Mupilu, 120. 50 kg Delele, 400. 50 kg Shaba da Freshi, 600. 25 kg Candolo, 125. Bokosi ya Tomato, 380. Onyoni ya White Ponchi, 230. Onyoni ya Red Ponchi, 250.